It's story time. The laziest boy in Greece. When you hear this sound, please turn the page. Chapter 1. Agathon's Mill. Long ago, on a quiet Greek farm, there lived an old man and his young son. The man was called Agathon, which in Greek means good and kind. Agathon was a miller, and he worked hard at his mill every day. The boy was called Tibellus. Most boys like to be active, playing with their friends and even helping at home. Tibellus liked none of these things. Instead, he liked to sleep. He slept in the morning, in the afternoon, and in the evening. People said Tibellus was the laziest boy in all of Greece. In fact, his very name meant lazy. Summer turned to fall, and people began bringing their grain to Agathon's mill. Agathon placed the grain on a large flat stone. He placed another stone, called a millstone, on top. He then tied a cow to the millstone. As the cow turned the millstone, the grain turned into soft flour. Some said that Agathon's flour was the finest in the land. Chapter 2. An Unexpected Guest. One morning, Agathon took a trip to visit a friend. He left Tibellus in charge of the mill.
"Take care, my son,"
Agathon said before he left.
"Watch the cow carefully. She can be lazy just like you. Make sure she keeps working."
Tibellus watched the cow. At first, she turned the millstone quickly. Then, she started moving slower, slower, slower. Finally, she stopped moving. The cow seemed tired and sick.
"Well,"
Tibellus smiled,
"I suppose that's enough work for one day."
He lay down on the ground and closed his eyes.
"You there, boy!"
a deep voice called. Tibellus said in his sleep.
"Wake up quickly!"
Tibellus slowly opened one eye. He saw a man standing beside him, dressed in bright armor. Tibellus jumped to his feet and found himself face to face with a young soldier. They were about the same size, but the soldier had a commanding look in his eye. He seemed like someone important.
"Who are you, sir?"
Tibellus asked. The soldier did not answer. Instead, he thoughtfully examined the millstone and the cow. Finally, the soldier spoke.
"My men need flour,"
he said.
"And so I need you to mill some grain. I will pay you for your work."
"But, sir,"
Tibellus said, suddenly worried.
"My cow is sick. She cannot turn the millstone, and so I cannot make flour."
The young soldier smiled.
"I'm sure you will think of something. This afternoon you will have grain, and you will have 1 week to mill it."
The soldier turned to walk away. Then he added,
"And by the way, I am Alexander, king of Greece."
Tibellus didn't know much about the world, but he certainly knew that name. He dropped to his knees and bowed deeply as the king and his men hurried away. Then he sat on the ground, shaking, tears filling his eyes. Chapter 3. An Impossible Task. All day, Tibellus replayed the scene over and over in his mind.
"There must be an answer,"
he said to himself. but he knew the situation was hopeless. With just one sick old cow, he couldn't possibly mill enough flour to feed all the soldiers. What would Alexander do to him if he failed? The cow mooed sadly. Late that afternoon, a group of soldiers brought baskets of grain. They brought so many baskets that the ground became a sea of grain.
Not even a strong young cow could mill all of this,
Tabella said desperately to one of the soldiers. But the man said nothing. Agathon returned to the mill shortly before dark. Tibellus told his father about their sick cow and about the meeting with King Alexander.
When the king came, my son, what were you doing?
Agathon asked.
I was taking a rest, father. The sun was hot and the cow was sick.
Tibellus didn't know what else to say. Agathon studied the grain for a while and said nothing. Then he lifted a basket, emptied the grain on the flat stone, and began turning the millstone himself. Around and around he turned, his face red from the effort. Agathon was doing the work of the cow. Tibellus, the laziest boy in Greece, couldn't bear to let his father do all the hard work. He joined in, and together they milled the grain. When they finally stopped for the night, Tibellus counted the remaining baskets. There were far more left than they could possibly mill in a week's time. Tibellus couldn't eat that night. He walked slowly to his room, dropped to the floor, and closed his eyes. As he fell asleep, he thought of Alexander's mighty army, of their bright armor, and of the impossible task before him. Chapter 4. Answer in a Dream. That night, Tibellus had some strange dreams. He dreamed about soldiers with shining armor, and he dreamed that he was lost in a sea of grain. Then he dreamed about water. In his dream, he was sitting beside a river. He reached down and he felt the cool stream of water pressing against his hand. Tibellus suddenly opened his eyes. This was it, the answer to his impossible problem.
I can use water to mill the wheat,
he said to himself.
I can make a water mill.
The laziest boy in Greece worked through the night, forming his plan. The next morning, Tibellus joined his father at the kitchen table and described his idea in detail.
My son,
Agathon said,
I am happy that you care about our problem. Still, I do not believe that water will turn a heavy wheel. If we have any hope of milling Alexander's grain, we must work very hard today.
We could never mill all that grain by ourselves,
Tibellus replied.
Think of how tired we were last night. I'm sure my idea will work. I think the stream behind our house is the perfect place to build my water mill.
Very well.
Agathon agreed, sensing that the boy wouldn't give up easily this time.
We will try it your way.
Later that morning, Tibellus cut down a small tree. Next, he cut the wood into boards of different sizes, both short and long. Finally, he used the boards to build a large wheel. Agathon fed the poor sick cow as he watched his son work. The following day, Tibellus made a hole in the ground beside the stream. He put a pole in the hole and another in the water. He placed a long board between the poles. Lastly, with Agathon's help, he placed the wheel on one end of the long board. Together, father and son watched as the rapid water began turning the wheel. They weren't finished yet. Agathon and Tibellus moved the flat stone and the heavy millstone to the stream. They fixed the millstone to the water wheel. Finally, they stepped back and they watched and they waited. Nothing was happening. Tibellus's heart began to race. Then, slowly, ever so slowly, the millstone began to turn. It turned faster, faster, faster. It was working.
We did it!
Tibellus shouted. Agathon was speechless, and Tibellus could only smile. The water mill was a great success. Rivers, Tibellus and Agathon discovered, are more dependable than cows. In just a few days, they managed to mill each and every basket of Alexander's grain. Chapter 5. The Wisest Boy in Greece. Exactly 1 week after they had delivered the grain, Alexander's soldiers returned to collect their flour.
You did it?
The lead soldier asked, surprised, as Tibellus pointed to the baskets of soft white flour.
But your cow is old and sick.
It just took some thought,
Tibellus said,
and some hard work.
The boy who was once so lazy showed off his watermill. The lead soldier studied the machine for a long time. Then, without saying a word, he motioned to his men. They collected their baskets and away they went. The next day, Tibellus was outside, gathering leftover pieces of grain to feed the cow. He heard voices, and looking up, he found himself face to face with Alexander once more. Tibellus bowed respectfully before the king.
I have heard of this water mill that you have built,
Alexander said.
Show me.
Tibellus led Alexander to the river. The king examined the machine and then smiled approvingly. He put his arm on the young boy's shoulder.
They call you Tibellus,
the king said.
But that name no longer fits. I have a new name for you. Nestor, the wise one.
Nestor never saw King Alexander again, but that was fine with him. He liked his new name, and he liked his new life. Months passed.
I have an idea for another machine,
he told his father one sunny afternoon.
Tell me about it,
Agathon said.
Well,
said Nestor,
it's something special. I call it a...